You're listening to Vatican Radio. Lutheran Bishop Munib Younan is in Japan this week to receive the 34th Niwano Peace Prize for his tireless interfaith work in the Middle East and around the world. A ceremony takes place in Tokyo on Thursday to present the award, which was established by the Niwano Peace Foundation to honour and encourage individuals and organisations that have contributed significantly to interreligious cooperation. Recipients are drawn from countries across the globe and from all different faith communities. In announcing the award, the foundation cited the Lutheran leader's perseverance and compassion in his work to encourage dialogue between interreligious groups in the Holy Land. During his visit to Tokyo, Bishop Younan, former president of the Lutheran World Federation, also met on Monday with local Catholic and Lutheran communities to speak about his meeting with Pope Francis last October. Their encounter came in the Swedish cities of Lund and Malmö during a joint commemoration of the 500th anniversary of the Protestant Reformation. I spoke with Bishop Younan about this award and about his ecumenical and interfaith efforts. Tell us a bit more about this award and its significance for the work that you do.
Thank you very much. I think I was positively surprised, you know, when I was informed that I am the 34th recipient of this Niwano Award, which is for Peace Award. I mean, it is considered one of the prestigious awards, prizes, you know, in the world. I mean, the first one who got it was Archbishop Camara and also Philip Potter from the Council of Churches, and Gunnar Stålsett, who used to be the General Secretary of LWF, and Bishop of Oslo, Prince Hassan of Jordan. So every year they select one of those who worked, you know, for bridging building. Well, I think if my humble work, which I have done and contributed, you know, in building bridges, either with the Muslim community or with the Jewish communities and with all the communities through interfaith dialogue, I believe this is a good example for others that interfaith dialogue, although it looks sometimes that it is a hobby of certain people, but it also gives us, you know, it gives me and gives others to understand that what we need today in order to combat extremism is education and interreligious dialogue. Because interreligious dialogue, you are trying to find the common values of justice, peace, living together, reconciliation. And of course, Hans Küng is also one of the recipients of that. He said two things, that there cannot be peace in the world without peace among religions. And also he said there can be no peace in the world unless we dig to the deep foundations of our religions. And the deep foundations of our religion is loving God and loving our neighbor.
There's also an ecumenical dimension to your visit to Tokyo there, isn't there? Because you're also meeting with local Catholic and Lutheran communities to talk particularly about the recent joint commemoration with Pope Francis of the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
Yes, it was co-hosted by His Holiness Pope Francis, by me as president of LWF, and by the General Secretary Martin Junge. What I would like to say, this is the positive energy, positive constructive energy of Lund that the Lutherans and the Catholics are having a joint celebration for that unity. And I'm going to address that and to encourage them that the positive ecumenical energy that Lund has created should be built on and should not only remain on the level of the Vatican and LWF, but should infiltrate into churches in order, as Jesus said, that we may be one so that the world may believe.
Christians, of course, constitute a very tiny minority out there in Japan and indeed in the broader Asian context. Would you like to see Catholics and Lutherans working more closely together to contribute to the well-being of society there?
I think, you know, you are asking me a question which is very, very delicate and very important. I mean, we also Christians in the Middle East are small in number. I mean, the number of Christians in the world never determined our witness. And the same thing I would say for Christians in Japan, even if they are small in number, it will never determine you know, their witness of forgiveness, of resilience in their faith, of being, you know, bridge builders in the society. And this I see it very clearly since the Second World War, how much Christians, Catholics and Lutherans and others worked in developing the idea of forgiveness after what happened in Hiroshima. And they said, no more war, no more, you know, an atomic bomb, no more conflicts. So I think, you know, the churches played a role. Now, how do you measure it? I don't know how you measure it, but I see the church is, the strength of a church is never in its number, but in its active witness in church and society.
My thanks to Lutheran Bishop Munib Younan, former president of the Lutheran World Federation and this year's recipient of the Niwano Peace Prize.